You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Monday morning, it is good to be with you. Right off the top of the program, we went through the big winners and then the gap to the big losers. Big losers, Mark Verstappen. Crusaders in the Super Rugby. Absolutely losers. Rock bottom. Western Force won. Western Force beat the Reds. So the Crusaders are stuck on the bottom, and then a whole host of rugby league teams with problems out of the weekend. Rattle them off. Rabbitohs. Titans. Oh, Tino. Fasil Malawi. Knee reconstruction after the weekend. Dragons, who had led 18-4, bomb try, could have been 24-4, then concede 42 straight points in 41 minutes. So there's all sorts of things. But on the other scale, Brandy, good morning, winner. Your basketball, are you on the Jack Jumpers bus? Are you on?
Yes, definitely a Jack Jumpers fan. When we interviewed Brian Gorgie, and Gorge said, I think the Tasmanians will win it. Well, you know, I'm on Tasmania's bus.
And here they were last night, a magical moment in Game 3 of the Best of 5 series. This is in Melbourne, so winning away from home. They take a 2-1 series lead and a one game away from clinching the title.
Doyle kept it in. Here's the Jack Jumpers chance. McVeigh, two on the clock. Oh, no! Jack McVeigh! Simply incredible! Jack McVeigh with the shot of his life! Tasmania win Game 3 and silence Melbourne with the moment of NBL 24.
How emotional are you right now, Scott Roth?
Emotional. All these fans here. Again, before this ball went up in this series, we won. And this proves it right here, just what we've done to the island down there. I love the effort of our guys. We haven't done anything yet. We'll go back to our process and get back after it. And we'll give them our best effort on Thursday.
Never met him. Never met him, but I like Scott Roth.
Yeah.
He's emotional. It's good. If they
2-1. 2-1, and their game at home. Now, we've got some Grand Prix audio too, Vossi.
This is scary.
Is this?
Yeah. This is George Russell. Accident. Spins, you know, off the track, becomes in off the wall, and then ends up middle of the track, side on, waiting to be T-boned, and he's screaming for red flag. This is real. This is not a movie. This really happened in the Australian Formula One Grand Prix yesterday.
Red flag, red flag, red flag. I'm in the middle of the track. Okay. Red flag, red flag.
Red flag, you got Stroll.
Red, 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 red. I'm in the middle. Red.
Yes. Ooh. Man, do you know how you'd be feeling at that? Like, you are a sitting duck.
Yeah.
Sitting duck.
Car comes around the corner at whatever.
Speed. Absolutely lights out, game over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing you could do there. Nothing you could do.
A couple of text messages before we get to Michael Carayannis, who's going to join us very shortly. Brandy, how could you think that was a knock-on by DCE? Clearly pushed it back. If you need help looking for your glasses at the retirement home, I'm happy to help. My eyes are fine. 704. Eyes are absolutely fine. I thought DCE knocked it on. Then he pushed it back. But it hit him. Hit his hand, went down. Bounce backwards, then he pushed it back. But anyway, it doesn't matter in the end.
Isn't it nice to have nothing but positive for the Tigers? Nice to come in on a Monday morning.
Different.
And we're getting messages like this. This is from Marty 2111. Morning, boys. Grrr, Tiger. That's his text.
Yeah.
That's a text. That's a good text. Good solid contribution to the program. Hope I did it justice.
You did. You did it well. How many others have come to the terms Titans will have the wooden spoon this year? Well, who do we speak to this morning from Sportsbet? Who do we get some odds off?
Oh, it might be Nick Ashman this morning.
Nick Ashman. We'll make sure we'll get Nick run his eye across the wooden spoon, which had sort of flipped a bit from the Tigers to the Dragons, but Titans might be winning that race
points.
Now.
Got to score some did anyone points, see they this? Play the Dolphins this week. They play the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Half a chance, but...
Did you see the Pappenhausen kick out when Gago scored his first try? He didn't make contact, but there was definitely intent. Did you see that?
Intent. Yes.
He tried to kick the ball. He missed. He missed, but he was trying hard.
Well, the great Billy Slater got... pretty sure he got charged for similar in his career. You know, that was often getting across late with a foot.
That was on the ground.
Ball. Like yeah, trying to stop the ball. Yes, true.
Whereas Pappenhausen tried to dislodge it out of his hand. Well, he was aiming for it, but just didn't get it. But he wasn't on the ground.
Keep the calls coming on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170. But also on the text, Tiger Davo makes an allegation. He says, Vossie, I have a feeling you're a closet Tigers fan. So good to see you Saturday night. I had a tear in my eye. We must do the same against Power on Monday. Well, look, I love Leichhardt Oval. More than I love the Tigers, I just love going to Leichhardt Oval. I tweeted out on Saturday night when I got to the ground. I took a photo looking straight down the ground from directly behind the black dot. I was with good mate John Tassoni watching the game there. And I said, it may as well be a Wednesday night and I'm 12 years old again, because it felt like just flashbacks I get there from the old MK Cup days, Brandy, watching you as a schoolboy play there. I mean, I would go along to Leichhardt every Wednesday night, and it's still the same. Like, essentially, it's still the same when you look down the ground. Something special. Yeah.
Well, it is. It is. And it is something special. But Shane Richardson came out after the game and said, well, it's just not good enough in terms of corporates. You know, they can't service their corporate partners. So hopefully something can get done. I'd like to not lose Leichhardt Oval.
We have Michael Carayannis coming up to cover all the other big rugby league news. A reminder, on a Monday, the GOAT Cameron Smith will be here between 8 and 8.30. So if you've got a question for the GOAT, fire it in on the text. But right now, let's go to Big, Big, Bad MC.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
MC, where do we start? There is so much to talk about.
Yeah, there is, Brandy. Let's cast our eyes back, I guess, to Friday night and South Sydney v. the Roosters. And, you know, South Sydney were poor again. You know, I don't know where Jason Demetrio goes to now in terms of the side. He made a change at halfback, made a change at hooker. But this is what he had to say after the game.
You know, the noise is there. It's there because we're not winning and we're not playing well. So the only way to quiet it down is to get focused, laser focused, ruthless with our preparation and go after the performance next week. And each week, if we can do that, we'll improve and then we get it off our back and we get our season running again.
Why are you the right man for this moment, this club right now?
Oh, I think I've been with this group for a long time. I understand the group. I'm confident that we're on the same page and we're working together, and like I said, we just got to turn it around. Got no doubt I'm the man who can do that, but ultimately that's what I sit here and say is it makes no difference to what people are going to say. Well, the only thing that's going to make difference is get our training right, get our performance right next week, get some results on the board. That's all that's going to change it.
I wonder if their training has been right. Like I'm wondering if, and that happens with sides, so sometimes you don't get an inclination through the week. Your training's great. Then all of a sudden you get to the game and it's not. I don't know what the situation is.
It sets up a huge game for Friday, right? Friday clash. It's always a bit spicy, but given where South Sydney are at, you know, after this game they play the Warriors and then the Sharks and then the Storm and the Panthers. So it's not an easy period for South Sydney. So if they don't win this one, you're unclear when their next win's going to come from.
Do you think Lachie Ilias comes back into the side? It wouldn't make any sense. Like if you're going to leave someone out, you generally, you know, don't bring him back the following week. But is there any chance of that happening?
I wouldn't think so, Randy. Like he was pretty good in reserve grade on Friday night, and like Dean Hawkins wasn't that great. But you know, does 1 week solve what you were looking for from the halfback? I'm not sure. Like, I just don't think that would be the play there, would it?
Probably not. Probably not. And Dean Hawkins was, you know, playing halfback in a side that was well beat.
Yeah.
There's not much he could have done.
I would predict, Michael, come tomorrow, Teamless Tuesday, we're talking about the guillotine that has been used on halves this year. I think Tanner Boyd will be the next one. Mm. Jeez, he got hammered by Viliami and mistakes crept into his game and he looked so out of sorts by the end of it. I think another halfback bites the dust come team list Tuesday there tomorrow. And speaking of the Titans, wow, like what a blow for them with their best player, Tino, now gone. Gone for the season.
And for Queensland.
Yeah. I heard you guys speaking about it before regarding, you know, who are the new Wooden Spoon favourites or who should be the Wooden Spoon favourites. And for mine, it's the Titans. You know, they were poor against the Dragons side who haven't shown much since. They lost a world beater by Canterbury who couldn't buy a point in the first couple of weeks. And their only shining light, really, their best player, world-class player, Tino Faasulamoa-Alawi, is now gone for the season. So, huge blow for the Titans and massive test now for Des Hasler in his first season in charge at the Gold Coast because, you know, they'll get Jaden Campbell back. David Fifita will come back at some stage, but, you know, Tino's irreplaceable for anyone, let alone a side at the bottom of the ladder. So I think they will progress towards a Wooden Spoon, guys. They'd be my favourite right now. If you ask me right now, who do you tip for the rest of the season for Wooden Spoon, it'd be the Gold Coast Titans.
Well, let me ask you, Michael, who do you tip for the Wooden Spoon for the rest of the season?
Titans.
That's a good question, Vossy.
Yeah, just sort of
asking. Hard-hitting question.
Rather leave it as an if.
Sam Walker's very good.
What about you, fella? Whoa. What about you two?
I don't know.
For Wooden Spoon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's too early to change your tip. Who did I? Yeah. Did I have the Tigers? Did I have the Tigers Spooners again? I might have.
I think you did. I'll have to go back and check.
No, you got to stay. Don't stay committed. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Okay, Roosters. Sam Walker, very good. Until he left the field, Sander Smith, excellent. Had a very good game. But what's the... only a few days before they play, Penrith Thursday.
Yeah.
So what's Sam Walker's... What's the update?
Well, Sam Walker will play this week, despite being diagnosed, categorised a Category 2 head knock from the independent doctor. The Roosters immediately disputed that. They went through the test in the dressing sheds and said, you know, there was no concern for Sam Walker for concussion. They obviously had some concerns with his neck and the way that sort of jarred, but he's pulled up fine from the neck issue, and they wrote to the NRL and the NRL have agreed to shift that category to a Category 1, and because he passed his concussion test in the sheds, provided there's no further hiccup, he'll play for the Roosters this week against Penrith on Thursday night, which is obviously a massive in because he was really good in that opening half. And you know, I thought it's probably his best performance of the season, Sam Walker. We saw this last year with Tom Trbojevic during Origin. I think if you remember, Brandy, where the bunker said that he had suffered a concussion.
Yes.
And the Origin staff, New South Wales staff, were adamant that he had it. And they wrote to the NRL and argued their case. The NRL overturned that decision. So it has happened before. And, you know, you got to back the medical staff that are hands-on with the players, no doubt.
Question for you on the text, Michael. This one from Smithy the Eel. Ask MC if he still thinks Parramatta can't make the eight. Yes or no?
Got to stick solid, boys, with what you did.
That's
in
it,
the pre-season.
Stick solid early, okay. this one, Michael, the Dragons have conceded 84 points in the last two games. The players fell away in both games. Do you see Hunt and Lomax gone at the end of the season if they finish bottom four? Getting a bit ahead of ourselves, but if that was the case, hypothetically.
No to Ben Hunt, potentially to Zach Lomax. It's just because of Ben Hunt's age and what he's on next year and what the market would be for him if he wants to return to Queensland. The only option would be the Gold Coast, and they're not exactly going to be flying.
Hmm. Okay, well, you've answered the question. Now, Brandy touched on it on Leichhardt, Shane Richardson comments about Leichhardt Oval and what it offers, certainly from a corporate angle. Everywhere else, the donuts, the whippy was spot on. There was no possums in the commentary box. That was good. That was my first game since the possum incident there a while back. So no animals of any kind I found in the boxes there. So not all bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Shane Richardson, after the week that's gone on regarding the chatter around Leichhardt Oval, Shane Richardson's on the record saying, look, you know, there's a real possibility that they won't be at the club beyond this, at the venue beyond this season. He's going to do what's best for the bottom line, I guess. And if you're looking at the bottom line, well, there's no way that Leichhardt ranks in anywhere in good financial shape for anyone because, you know, it's poor corporate facilities. They can't sell a lot of tickets, all this sort of stuff, right? So it looks like the days for Leichhardt Oval as a premier home base for the West Tigers would be is over. And it's interesting because, you know, Tigers fans have been very receptive to Shane Richardson, no doubt, and everything that they sort of said they've gone with. But this will go against the grain of the Tigers faithful. So it's going to be interesting to see what their feedback is like for this, knowing how much they all love playing at Leichhardt Oval.
Who makes the...
Will like, be interesting.
Yeah, so the club, but the fans, it's almost like we need to do a snap poll. Isn't it the fans who are the ones that should make that decision? Like, their say should be... They don't control the bottom line, of course, so Shane Richardson's coming at it from the corporate. But surely the wishes of the fans, if they were to basically get it all... And you've got to be a football club member to have your say, or do you? Can it be all Tigers fans have their say on this one? Leichhardt? Well, I think Campbelltown, do you stay? Do they have any games?
To have a genuine say, I think you should be a member of your football club. But that doesn't always... Membership doesn't always translate into a voice anyway. But, you know, the West Tigers have gone down this path before, right? And when they play at CommBank or they play elsewhere, it's just not the same. It's soulless for them. Their home is Leichhardt Oval. There's no doubt it needs some work. But the club has to do everything that it can to try and make that situation, that Leichhardt Oval, work, because I think it'll be a blow to the game, definitely a blow to the West Tigers if they're not at Leichhardt for more than one or two games a season.
Yeah. So just so for those who don't see the corporate side of it, when you go to a ground of the modern stadium, there's corporate boxes everywhere and they can be on multiple levels, so there's a stack of potential for income. Go to Leichhardt Oval, Brandy, and there's down the northern end is where the main box is, so they don't even have prime posse. They have down the northern end, that's the long corporate area,
the lounge,
and then and then there's just a series of, I won't say dilapidated, but they aren't good. Like they're not creature comforts of the 21st century, put it that way.
No, it's not up to scratch with modern
stadiums. So I understand that. And the fans who enjoy the ground, the atmosphere elsewhere, need to understand that corporate facility that is offered there. It is, and it's not good.
Yeah, and the chances of getting any money there, it doesn't sound strong. The chances of getting any funding from government, local or state or federal, doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So you've got what it is right now. Do you carry on with that right as it is? Do you just
so if it's
keep
not
rolling
the Latcham,
out four games?
If it's not the Latcham Robertson stand that got totally redeveloped, they would have to do something at the Keith Barnes stand end where, you know, it'd be like a smaller version of what Manly have at Brookvale, and it is absolute state-of-the-art what Manly put there, Michael. So let's do the vote, boys. Let's do the vote. Michael, do you think Leichhardt Oval should have matches still going forward, taking on board all the corporate things and that? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes, I love going there. I think it's an important fabric of the game, and we've seen the West Tigers, you know, flirt with this and Balmain before that, you know, the Sydney Tigers. You know, we've seen them do all this, you know, stretching back 30 years, and it just doesn't work if they're not playing a lot of their games at Leichhardt Oval.
Well, I'm a yes, but it's the heart overruling the head. And I say that 100% honestly. It's my heart overruling head on that decision. Brandy, Leichhardt, yes or no?
I'm a yes, Andrew. Again, it's a heart. I know the financial decision would be, and the smarter decision would be to get out of Leichhardt, but I like watching games there.
Hey, MC Anopoulos, this is the last one for you on the way out. Do you see Lomax at the Eels to play in the centres until Gutho retires and then move to fullback? Obviously written into his contract Black Stump Eel really jumping ahead there. So Lomax to the Eels gets written in his contract, I will play fullback once Gutho retires.
No, I don't think there'll be anything written into his contract that guarantees the position he plays. And I don't think Zach Lomax is a world-class fullback. You know, he's done a good job on the wing, and we've seen glimpses of him at centre. There are his positions. Don't think he can make that jump to fullback, because really, if he could, he would have done it at the Dragons by now, who have churned through lots of fullbacks, and Zach Lomax made his debut where he was earmarked. And that's why he's on such a mega deal at Dragons. He was earmarked to play and be their long-term fullback, but it hasn't worked out like that. So no, I don't think Parramatta would be signing him as a potential fullback option or replacement for Clint Gutherson.
All right, you can leave the witness stand now, Mr. Cariano. Step down.
Thank you, guys. Chat to you later in the week.
Well done, MC.
You've answered the... Oh, no, hang on a second. There's a late question. Keep him there. True or false, Michael, have you put a hair toupee on and had a look at what you look like in the mirror? Well, that's a bit personal. Oh,
that's a bit personal, yeah.
Nah. I so did have hair once. I know what it looks like.
Now you can leave. Thanks.
So you haven't tried a Wally Prigg? Haven't done the Keith rug. Well done. Well done. Michael Karyanis from The Telegraph. All the breaking news on The Telegraph website during the day. Dan has the final say on the Tigers. He sure certainly has a say, a buy-in. He says the NRL and Campbelltown Council need to build a Bankwest at Campbelltown. He says it's the biggest growth area in Australia and it'll help combat AFL. West Tigers' future is Campbelltown, not Leichhardt, according to Dan on the text line, Brandy.
Ah, yes. Vossie, we're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. You can call us right now on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170 to be in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM. A reminder that you can still get involved in the Brighton's Lawyers Your Verdict competition. All you have to do is pick one NRL winner each week for the chance to win $2,500. Head to sensurvivor.com.au. All thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. What was your nomination for the lock?
I think Penrith. Yeah, I had Penrith
you
as
did,
my lock.
You did lock Penrith.
Yeah, very, very confident about Penrith. Bullish is the expression. I know we've got our sports update coming up out of the news, and I know you normally have the football desk, but I'm sort of cutting your grass here, Brandy. So France, Germany, the friendlies played overseas over the weekend. I was alerted to the fact. Yeah, friendly internationals. Germany scored after 7 seconds. Their fastest ever goal. Passed from the kickoff, found the top left corner, deflected effort. Tony Kroos was the goal scorer. But Slovakia, Austria said, hey, Germany, hold my beer. So Germany scoring after 7 seconds in the 24-hour news cycle, Austria scored after 6 seconds.
One pass kick. It'd have to be
Oh, no, well, the midfielder. So this was Christoph Baumgartner. Skipped past three challenges from the kickoff, fired a low shot past the keeper, and it was 6 seconds. Fastest ever international goal. There you go. Austria against Slovakia.
When
you'd had a 7 second goal and you've had a 6 second goal. That's incredible.
That is. Incredible. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. Some of the big sporting headlines coming up in a moment. Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. The sporting headlines, Andrew, and there was plenty happening over the weekend. The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers, one win away from their first NBL championship, comes after Jack McVeigh pulled off one of the greatest shots in NBL history last night, a Hail Mary three-point shot with 2 seconds on the clock to beat Melbourne United in Game 3. They lead to...
Doyle kept it in! Here's the Jack Jumpers chance! McVeigh, two on the clock!
Oh, no!
Jack McVeigh! Simply incredible! Jack McVeigh with the shot of his life! Tasmania win Game 3 and silence Melbourne with the moment of NBL 24!
How emotional are you right now, Scott Roth?
Emotional. All these fans here. Again, before this ball went up in this series, we won. And this proves it right here, just what we've done to the island down there. I love the effort of our guys. We haven't done anything yet. We'll go back to our process and get back after it. And we'll give them our best effort on Thursday.
Western Australia have won their third straight Sheffield Shield giddy-up, beating Tasmania by 377 runs. The victory sealed by a screamer, Joel Parris, taking the catch in the gully.
In the air. Oh, what a
great
catch. And what a way to win it. Joel Parris with a screamer. And Western Australia, the benchmark of Australian domestic cricket, have their third Shield title in a row. And if you're going to do it like that.
Exactly. Tasmania had been set a mammoth 538 to win with four sessions remaining at the Wacker after WA had dominated both innings with a bat.
GWS and the Swans are first and second respectively after the on the AFL ladder after their wins over the weekend. Last night, the Giants smashed the West Coast Eagles 108-43 while the Swans beat Essendon 131-101 at the SCG on Saturday night. Vossi, now a pitch invader at Friday night's clash between Adelaide and Geelong has been charged and will face court in June. There have been calls by some, including our own Jared Waitley, for the AFL to ban the invader for life. Here's how it played out on Friday night at the Adelaide Oval.
Ollie Henry comes through, can't mark. There's a whistle, and there's an idiot there's on the ground.
Oh, yep. Wow. Engaged
right
with the players.
In the middle of the play. Yep.
So grabbing hold of Crouch.
That's just madness. Now the players.
Ben Benny Keys
the players are targeting
over.
Him because the security blokes couldn't hold him. And the players took it into their own hands.
Benny Keys has done an Andrew Simons and said, I've had enough of this. And now there's four security guards piled on top of him.
That's pretty alarming.
It really is.
An intruder could get to the players in live action and grab hold of one of them. Makes me wonder if the security staff just enjoy watching the footy here rather than... I can't think of a moment like that in footy in many a year where... an intruder has got into the play and at the players.
A fair dinkum question, Brady. What is the qualification to be a security guard? If you're actually on ground, do you have to pass any sort of athletic test? Like, I think it's essential, isn't it? That you've got to have some sort of degree of speed and agility and strength, surely.
Because generally you're coming up with some younger, faster legs. But I've seen security guards that they couldn't run out of sight in a dark night.
Like, that's right. Milk turns quicker than some of the security guards. You know, when they've got to spin around and react.
I don't know if they actually do if they do a test, but they should. Ferrari's Carlos Sainz has won the Australian Grand Prix after Max Verstappen retired after five laps with his rear brakes catching fire. The Spaniard only had his appendix out 16 days ago, picking up his first win since last year's Singapore Grand Prix. There we go.
Yeah, the appendix. I remember the appendix out. So and you're sitting in the car for a while, 16 days, you wouldn't want to come back any earlier than that in the position that you have to compete. And Lady of Camelot won the Golden Slipper on Saturday, giving Gay Waterhouse a record 8th win.
Storm Boy's got the run on the inside. Coleman wide out with Lady of Camelot. It's Coleman, Lady of Camelot. Coleman ahead in front to Lady of Camelot. Coleman, Lady of Camelot. The Lady dives and Lady of Camelot got up. Lady of Camelot, a spectacular win in the Golden Slipper. Beat Coleman. Third Storm Boy in front of Traffic Warden.
The Storm Boy fairy tale fell short. Thanks for making the switch to SEN 1170 AM, the home of Sydney Sport, out on our Great Southern Bank. Open line number is 1300 01 1170. Lines are open right now. Jump on for your chance to be our Club Meg Caller of the Week. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. The Edgewater Homes text line. Plenty of text here. Vossi Mark says security qualifications include mandatory year 7 level education and a sleeve tattoo. While Port Macquarie Paul, the Pearl says at the Swans Saints game last year, St Kilda game last year, an intruder jumped the fence, ran rings around the security, the rotund security, and exited just near me and legged it out of the gate. Gone. Didn't go near a player but got away scot-free. It was the most exciting moment in the game.
Right. Okay. But I asked the question seriously. Like, I think there needs to be some sort of stringent test. I mean, it'd be like getting a taxi license without having any knowledge of the road rules or, you know, knowing your way around. I think there needs – it's too important a job these days. Yeah. You'd have to have some ability to run, move, tackle. Gary, step, fend, pass, kick.
That's right. Yeah. It's just some of the basics. So you need to be able to run. So do a little running test, and you've got to be agile. So a little agility test, a bit of sideways movement. I think that'd cover it off.
Oh, like I've seen, there's one at Four Pines Park. The security guard always has the studs on. I don't think that's outrageous. I think you've got to have the right gear on the run. I think if that's going to be part of your job, you can't be wearing the moccasins as a security guard.
especially
jack boots or something when you've got to run on the grass.
Well, you're dealing with dew. You're dealing with dew and you're dealing with footwork. You've got to have the studs in. I'd go long studs too.
Long studs.
Brandy, love you. Love you, Brandy. But, God, hearing your report on the F1 is cringe. Pretty obvious he's never heard of Carlos Sainz. Am I saying it right?
Sainz.
944, you are 100% right. I've never heard of Carlos Sainz.
But yeah,
didn't know he drove Ferrari.
16 days ago.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know how to say Verstappen.
That's right.
Because that's all you've been reporting on for about 8 months is Verstappen.
And our other boy that didn't finish. What's his name? We have two Aussies.
Ricardo. No, he finished.
He finished.
He finished. Come on.
Did he finish?
He didn't get any points. Didn't get any points. But he
finished. Yeah, 944.
This is not nice. Good morning, Vossi and the Flog. Can we please have an explanation as to why there is no one representing rugby league in this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Now, I don't know the historically the show. Has there ever been a rugby league person on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Not a show I've watched. I can't say I've seen a minute. I've seen the billboards. Is that the one Irwin? Steve Irwin's son does it. And what's the name? Morris, who I find incredibly unfunny. But
Bindi Irwin? Or is it the boy?
No. It's the son. He doesn't. Right. He looks like he's
Steve Jr.
Yeah.
What's his name? Bob.
Bobby. Is it Bobby? I don't know.
But no
anyway,
idea.
That's not the issue here. The issue is, has there been a rugby league type contestant?
Yeah, there was.
I'm
someone.
A Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And yeah, if there hasn't been, is there someone we can send in?
Sure. Ben Teo available?
Buzz. Phil Rothfield into the jungle.
he'd be good in the jungle.
He'd be good. I reckon he'd be the Smokey. I reckon he could win. I reckon he'd be cunning smart in the jungle. Phil, you know, they'd put a plate full of bugs in front of him and he'd sort of slip them out to the side. He wouldn't need any. He'd have something teed up. Is that how it works? Yeah. I've got no idea. They plates of bugs? I don't know.
They do. Yeah, they do crazy challenges. Yep.
Right.
I think
okay.
so. And most of it, I think, is around eating odd things.
Well, I'm throwing forward the journos. I'm throwing Rothfield, Riccio, Richie, all of them.
Reed.
And Reed.
Throw Reed in too. Tim Cahill once scored in 8 seconds when playing in the MLS. Well, there we go. Not six, but.
No. No, it's quick, not like the Austrian. It's like vinegar on your hot chips at Penrith Park. You just got to have suburban grounds, says Rossi. It's like vinegar on your hot chips at Penrith Park. You got to have suburban footy. Well, Penrith is getting the upgrade. And so confirmation today, Penrith will be in Vegas next year. I think we already knew that. Penrith are going to be in Vegas.
Yep.
The other main contenders, it appears to be Storm, Warriors, Cowboys, Knights, Dolphins.
Okay.
That's what's been reported. They are the others. And there's a bit of argy-bargy over who actually gives up a home game. I think Melbourne, big chance to be there, but don't want it to be their home game. So a bit to be worked out. But we could end
up
with
Panthers, a home game. Yeah, Penrith
Warriors,
a home
Storm
game.
So Cowboys. That might
Storm
be the four.
Cowboys. I reckon you're right. Bat once used by Donald Bradman has been sold for more than $165,000 in an Adelaide auction, Vossi. It was used to score 223 runs in less than 5 hours against the Windies in Brisbane during the 30-31 Test Series. The bat also has signatures from the Australian and West Indies team, including Bradman's signature. Well, you'd want to hope Don was on that one. The bat had a $100,000 starting bid and fetched a final price of $165,430.
Very handy, very handy. Now, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here suddenly becomes a talking point on the open line, the Great Southern Bank open line, because Paul of Newcastle has called in. He's got mail. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, g'day. Chief Harrigan was on there with the big, tall AFL bloke that not blokes out, and they're on there with Brendan Favola, and apparently Chief and this other bloke sorted him out real well. That's where he started coming good.
Ah,
is that the chief?
I do remember that now, vaguely. I didn't watch it, but I remember Chief being on a show. So that was it.
Yeah. Chief was on I'm a Celebrity. Do you know where they were? What jungle? What part of the world were they, Paul? Did you watch that closely?
I, w- I would not watch 1 second of the show. I hate it.
Okay. Well, thank
you. But I know the results.
Appreciate
Thanks,
your honesty.
Paul.
Paul, that's wonderful. what a ringing endorsement for the show. Anthony Mundine was. No, he didn't last, did he, Anthony? He got out about one episode in, didn't he, Jock Mundine?
Well, was that SAS?
Ah, was that SAS? Good point.
I don't know.
There's another one.
I'm not sure.
I have watched a little bit of SAS, but I don't... you're thinking...
I watched the one that Sam Burgess was in. I enjoyed it.
Oh, that was SAS, yeah.
Yeah, that was SAS. Why aren't there any celebrities on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
So says is Jim. It on at the moment, though? So that's what those billboards are, Irwin and the Morris lady. I don't know their first name. So I've seen the billboards. Anyway, they got a good bit of advertising. So it's on at the moment. So can Julia Morris, that's it. Julia Morris and Irwin Jr. So Irving Irwin is the co-host. Irving Irwin.
Oh, dear.
So who are the celebrities, Brandy? Can we get a quick confirmation? Can someone just find out
that's
who the actual
question,
celebrities
Jim.
Are this year? Because you can't Jim. Just have a texter coming in and saying there aren't any celebrities on there when there could be one of the daddos, for all you know. You know, Normie Rowe or someone who's on it.
Tiger Scott says, boys, it's always filmed in the same place in South Africa.
Is that right?
And Vossie and Brandy, why don't we send Gary into the jungle from the rooster, greenkeeping rooster?
He'd go on. He'd wear a few down. Wasn't Rat Rogers on it too? Was Matt Rogers on it?
I think the Rat was on.
Rugby league has a rich history with "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here." Brandy.
That's what the text that started this said. Why aren't there any leagues on? If we've got a 100-year-old AFL player on there,
right? So, but there's no. So anyway, I'm getting confirmation now. I'm seeing some names on the screen. Michelle Bridges, is she in it, or is she just part of the? Challenging. She's a contestant. Is she a contestant? Well, that's good. That's A-list. I don't know who Frankie Muniz is from Malcolm in the Middle. Is it how you say his name? Was he a Formula One driver, Frankie Muniz? I'm not sure. Tristan McManus. Never heard of him. Wouldn't know Tristan McManus.
Right. We don't know what he's off.
He's a TV
he's
presenter. British comedian Stephen K. Amos. Oh, the old Amos man. Who's he?
No.
Never heard of him.
Don't know him.
Paralympic swimmer Ellie Cole gets a start. Must have an interesting manager get a start. Social media influencer, Skye Wheatley. Remember her?
Missing that.
She's an influencer.
So that's a good question. Who are the celebrities on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Peter Dacos. Candace Warner apparently is in this year's. Candace Warner gets a start.
Yeah. Really?
Dave's home looking after the kids. She's in the jungle in Africa. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Brighton's Lawyers. Dave's watching his TV, his LED TV at home with the kids. Vossioki in just a moment. It is Elton John's birthday. We're obliged to play some Elton John, a little sing-along today. A reminder, Cameron Smith will be here from 8 a.m.